好，在这里问候弟兄姐妹，大家主内平安。
平安。
Peace to everybody。
今天讲员没有换，但是翻译的通工换了。
Today we have a new translator。
换成翻译啊。很感恩我们当中，我们有很多有一些需要听英文的弟兄姐妹和慕道朋友。
We thank God for having English-speaking people among us.
所以我们用这种方式可以让更多的弟兄姐妹在神的家里面来聆听神的话语。
So we're experimenting this method, see how it works.
因为七月份也正好是一整月的主日都是我讲到。
The whole month of July, I'll be giving sermons.
所以我们在尝试着怎样用。在摸索的用更好的方式来进行我们的主日崇拜。
We're exploring various ways to do the worship.
所以我们也盼望弟兄姐妹为我们祷告，希望我们有更好的方式，可以让更多的不同种族的群体都能够得到益处。
So please pray for us.
所以我们低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们求你加添我们的力量。
Please add strength to us.
今天我们要传递来传讲主你的话语。
Today we'll be listening to your words.
求主你来帮助我们。
Please help us.
让我们在主面前的服事，求主你来托起。
Our service, please be with us.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. 好，那今天呢要跟大家分享的一个题目叫持守信仰。
The subject is keep the faith.
在以斯帖记第四章里面曾经讲到。
In the book of Esther, chapter 4, it says this way.
说此时你若闭口不言。
If you stay silent at a time like this.
犹大人必从别处得解脱蒙拯救。
Help and deliverance will be arrived for the Jews from somewhere else.
你和你父家必知灭亡。
But you and your family will be wiped out.
焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗
？Who knows? Maybe you were made queen for just such a time like this.
这个是莫迪改对以斯帖讲的话。
This is what Mordecai says to Queen Esther.
所以以斯帖记的主题就是神的保守。
So the main subject of the book of Esther is about protection.
是这些被掳的犹大人，他们在波斯面临着被灭族的危机。
Those Jews captives in the kingdom of Persia was facing a crisis of genocide.
但神使用莫迪改以及以斯帖感动波斯王。
But through Mordecai and Esther, God changed the.Persian king's mind.
使他们不但于免于被杀，而得到了崇高的地位。
So that not only the Jews were saved, but they also were placed at high status.
所以我们看以斯帖记，我们找不到有一个神字出现。
When we read the book of Esther, we'll realize that the word God does not appear in the entire book.
但是我们却可以处处都看见神的作为。
However, God's presence and actions can be seen throughout the book.
今天我们所看的经文当中记载的王在另外一次遭拒处女。
The background of today's verse is that the king Xerxes was assembling more virgins to become his concubines.
在之前他已经招聚了一次了。
Before this, he had already done once.
所以这次又招聚，可能是为了要增加他妃嫔的数量。
for the purpose of the second gathering was to increase his concubines.
我们今天来学习第一个第一点啊，就是我们面对不公要坚信神掌权。
Let's start with the first point of today's sermon, and that is when we face unfair situation, we have to trust God's power.
以色列被选为王后之后，莫迪改仍然做自己的本职工作。
After Esther became the queen, Mordecai kept his original status without getting promotion.
然后他并没有因此得到高升。
He didn't get any benefit.
但是莫迪改有机会得知两个太监想要刺杀王这件事情。
However, Mordecai got an opportunity to find out the plot of two officers who plan to assassinate the king.
他经过以斯帖向王揭发了那个阴谋。
Through Queen Esther, he made this known to the king.
这件事情就报告给王，结果王就把这个两个太监给处死了。
This event was reported to the king, and the two officers were put to death.
这件事情被记载在史书当中，但是莫迪改却没有得到奖赏。
This event was recorded in the book of history, but Mordecai did not get rewarded for saving the king's life.
那根据当时波斯的惯例，莫迪改受到这样的对待是很不公平的。
According to Persian tradition, the treatment Mordecai received was considered unfair.
但是他却选择默不作声，不为自己争取。
Mordecai chose to keep silent.
他单单的信靠神，坚信神在掌权。
He did not ask for any awards because he trusted in God.
那这件事情也为第六章莫迪改得尊荣打下了伏笔。
This event turns out to be the foreshadowing of Mordecai's later glory.
我们看第六章一开始就记载着王的一次失眠。
In the book of Esther, in chapter 6, it described that an event where King Xerxes could not fall asleep one night.
失眠了，他想要看书，结果偏偏还要看历史书。
When he could not fall asleep, he asked people to read books to him, and he asked people to read history books to him.
结果就读到莫迪改救王的这件事情。
The section of history people read to King Xerxes that night was precisely how Mordecai's discovery saved the king's life.
所以我们说，人或许忘记了，但神不会忘记。
From this, we'll know that we human often forget things and make mistakes, but God does not.
我们虽然找不到神这个字在整卷书当中。
Again, the word God does not appear in the book of Esther.
但是我们到处可以看到神的作为。
But God's actions can be seen throughout the book.
是神引领莫迪改来发现这个密谋，得以救王脱离危险。
For example, it was God's guidance that led Mordecai to discover the assassination plot.
也是神延迟莫迪改得奖赏的时机，使到后来在恰当的时候。可以得到高升，被神用来拯救犹大人。
It was also God's plan to delay the awards to Mordecai, who got promotion at a later but more appropriate time, which saved the whole Jews.
今天我们信徒在世上生活，我们往往也会受到不公平的对待。
Today, we the believers live in the world. We may often face unfair situations just like Mordecai did.
特别是我们在社会上工作的时候，常常会遇到不公平的对待。
Such events can often happen in our jobs.
但我们看到莫迪改对神的信心是我们学习的榜样。
Mordecai's trust in God is a good example we should learn from.
在罗马书第十二章第十九节说到。
In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 19,
亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。
It says, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay.
因为经上记着说，主说伸冤在我，我必报应。所以我们遇到不公平的事，我们尽力选择忍耐和感恩。
And therefore, when we encounter unfair or unjust situations, let's choose to be patient.
我们相信神在掌权，我们就凭着信心前行。
We trust in God. We trust that God is always in power, and therefore He will lead our way.
所以我们看到一切都有神的美意。
It's all God's grace.
也都有神在保守和看顾。
It's all God's protection and help.
我们还要面对逼迫，要坚守神的话。
The second point of today's sermon is when we face coerce, we need to stand fast God's words.
我看几年过后，这个王就抬举亚甲。亚甲族的哈曼超过其他的群臣。
Let's continue the story of Mordecai. Several years later, King Xerxes elevated Haman, the Agagite, giving him a seat of honor.
我们不知道哈曼为什么被抬举。
We don't know why King Xerxes elevated Haman in particular.
但是王的命令是在朝门的一切臣仆都跪拜哈曼。
But we know that king ordered all royal officials to kneel before Haman.
哈曼是亚甲族人，可能是亚玛利王亚甲的后裔。
Haman belonged to the Agagite. The Agagite might have been the descendants of Agag.The king of the Amalekites.
亚玛利人和以色列人是有世仇的。
The Amalekites were the enemies of the Israelites.
圣经上撒母耳记上第十五章里面记载着，撒母耳也杀死了亚玛利王的亚甲。
Agag, the king of Amalekites.Were killed by Samuel. This is according to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 15.
所以莫迪改因为坚守神的话，不肯向犹大人的世仇哈曼跪拜。
It is because Mordecai stood fast God's word, and therefore he would not kneel before the enemy Haman.
他也不听同事们的劝告，并且还公开了他犹大人的身份。
Nor would he comply to the pressure from the royal officials. He also made it public that he was a Jew.
我们还记得之前我们学习到，莫迪改和以斯帖他们都要隐藏自己的身份。
We may remember that in the prior records, Mordecai and Queen Esther had been hiding their Jewish background identity.
但几年过后，莫迪改的灵命有所成长。
But obviously, by now, Mordecai's spiritual life had grown out of such fears.
如今他就不再避讳，而是勇敢地表明他是犹大人。
He was no longer afraid, and he admitted being a Jew.
所以我想到，当我们与别人交往的时候，我们可以公开表明说我们是基督徒，是神的儿女吗？
So for the same reason, we should also make public that we are Christians.
愿我们都敢于承认说我们是神的儿女。
Yeah, we should all be willing to do that.
莫迪改这样做不是出于冲动，乃是他要忠于神话语的决，表明他要忠于神话语的决心。
Mordecai made public that he was a Jew. This was not an emotional reaction, but a demonstration of his determination to stand fast God's words.
当哈曼听见这件事情的时候，他就怒气填胸。
When Haman heard about Mordecai's news, he was furious.
他不但要下手害墨迹感，还要灭绝波斯国所有的犹大人。
He wanted to kill not only just Mordecai, but also the entire Jews in the kingdom.
所以他先撤迁，决定灭绝犹大人的日期，然后再向王提出他的要求。
Haman determined the day of killing by lottery. He then asked the king for permission.
所以我们看哈曼呢，他是一个非常狡诈，也是一个非常狠毒的一个人。
From here we can learn that Haman was sly and merciless.
他不仅欺骗王，他也贿赂王。
He cheated the king and also he bribed the king.
他希望借此灭绝犹大人的全族。
Hoping to destroy all the Jews throughout the kingdom.
我们看到王也是一个非常糊涂的王，他居然不过问要杀哪一个民族。
We can also see that King Xerxes was also out of his mind. He approved Haman's request without even asking which people it was to destroy.
他就批准了哈曼的这个请求，然后引起了苏珊城民的慌乱。
King's approval causes panic in the city of Susa.
我们看到大家还记得。哈曼用什么样的方法，用什么样的方法来选择灭犹大人全族的这个日期吗
？Do we remember how Haman did to pick a day for the killing？
他选择用撤迁的方式。
He used a method of a lottery。
这表明说他是一个非常迷信的人。
That says he was superstitious。
那神就利用他的迷信，使他撤迁所得的日期竟在十一个月之后，让以斯帖有时间改变王的心意，来扭转时局。
God let him to be superstitious and made the day of killing not until 11 months later. This provided Esther with sufficient time to change the king's mind.
在箴言书第十六章三十三节说，铅放在怀里，定是由耶和华。
We can read book of Proverbs chapter 16 verse 33. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord.
在哈曼撤迁的这件事情上，让我们再次看到了神在掌权，神对他子民的保守和看顾。
In Haman's use of lottery, we clearly saw the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord.
在但以理书第三章里面，曾记载一个这样的故事。
In the book of Daniel chapter 3, it describes such a story.
王立了一个很高大的金像。
The king, at the time, raised a extremely tall golden image.
那王也下旨说，凡是听到各种音乐声音的，都要来跪拜那个金像。
The king ordered people to kneel before the golden image when the music was heard.
如果有不跪拜那个金像的，他的结局是怎样呢？就被扔在烈火窑中。
Whoever not kneel before the golden image will be thrown into a fiery furnace.
但是有几个犹大人，他们是但以理的三个朋友。
But there are three friends of Daniel.
他们就不遵循王的这个命令，不跪拜金像。
They do not obey king's order. They do not kneel before the image.
王就匆匆的大怒然后就吩咐人把他们三个人带过来。
The king was furious and asked people to arrest these three people.
王就问他们说，你们为什么不跪拜我的金像呢？
The king asked them why they did not kneel before the image.
你们这样做是故意的吗？
Did they do this on purpose?
如果你跪拜我的金像还可以，如果不跪拜，我就把你们扔在烈火窑里。
If you now change your mind and kneel before the image, then it's fine. Otherwise, I will throw you into the fiery furnace.
有何神能救你们脱离我的手呢？
You think there might be a spiritual force to save you?
所以他们三个人就对王说，这件事我们不必回答你。
The three friends of Daniel answered to the king, we do not need to answer you.
即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火窑中救出来。
The God we serve will save us.
王啊，我们的神也必救我们脱离你的手。
The God we serve will save us from your hand.
既或不然呢，王啊，我们，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不拜你所立的金像。
Even that's not the case, we will never kneel before your image.
什么叫做既或不然呢？
What is this if not?
就是如果我们在这个烈火窑中我们失去了性命，我们也不跪拜金像。
That means the three friends of Daniel would rather lose their lives than kneel before the image.
所以那个王就非常的生气，把那个火窑吩咐人把它烧了比平常热七倍。
So the king ordered people to make the furnace as hot as it could get.
所以就有几个军士哈，强壮的军士就把他们这三个人扔在那个烈火的窑中。
And some very strong soldiers threw these three people into the fiery furnace.
因为王的命令是很紧急的，窑又非常的热。
Since the king's order was urgent and the furnace was so hot.
以至于说抬这三个人的抬这三个人的人都被火焰烧死。
That these soldiers burned and killed by the fire.
当这三个人被捆着放在烈火窑中的时候。
But the three friends of Daniel in the furnace.
那王就非常的惊奇。
Was a surprise to the king.
他说我扔在火窑当中的不是三个人吗？
Didn't I throw three people in the furnace?
他们说是啊，王啊，你是扔了三个人到里面。
People answered, yeah.
但是王说，我看见的是有四个人。
But the king says, I saw four people.
他们没有捆绑在火中游行，也没有受伤。
Not only four, but they are free in the furnace.
那第四个的相貌呢，好像神子。
And the fourth one looked as a son of human.
于是王就吩咐说把他们从火中拉出来。
And therefore the king ordered these three people to be saved.
结果发现他们头发没有被烧焦，衣服也没有变色，也没有火燎的气味。
These three people came out of the furnace were just fine without any burning damages.
所以王就对他们说，你们的神是应当称颂的。
So the king said to these three people, your God is the true God.
因为他差遣使者救护依靠他的仆人。
Because he sent angels to save people who believe in him.
所以这三个人他们为神做了美好的见证。
And these three people gave us a very good testimony.
在雅各书第一章里面第二节到第四节说到。
In the book of James chapter 1 verse 2-4.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中都要以为大喜乐。
Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。
Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete,
所以神若允许试炼临到我们，我们在试炼当中所产生的信心能让我们忍耐到底，并使我们灵命得以成长。
And therefore, should we face trials and tests allowed by God, our faith in Him will produce perseverance, which will see us through the difficult times, and our spiritual lives will grow as a result.
在教会历史上有一个很有名的人叫做波吕甲。
In the history of Christian church, there was a famous person named Polycarp.
他是使徒约翰的学生。
Polycarp was a student of Apostle John.
他也是一个坚定信靠耶稣的基督徒。
He was also a strong. He also has strong faith in Christ.
但是在初期教会的时候，教会受罗马帝国的逼迫。
But during that time, the whole Christian church was persecuted by the Roman emperor.
基督徒会受到一些残害，受到一些逼迫。
Christians often received torture.
这个波吕甲也不能例外。
So that's what happened to Polycarp.
他也面临了一些逼迫。
Polycarp faced persecution.
在有一天夜里，他在祷告，他就看见他的枕头着火了。
One night when he was in sleep, he saw his pillow was in fire.
所以他就告诉同他亲近的人说，他又为基督的缘故被焚烧在火刑柱上。
From that vision, he told his friend that he will be burned for the sake of Christ.
但过了几天呢，这个逮捕他的人就来了。
A few days later, he was under arrest.
那别人就把波吕甲送到了另外一个地方。
They sent Polycarp to another place.
但后来这些逮捕他的人还是找到了他。
But he didn't get escaped.
后来波吕甲就面对这些逮捕他的人。
So when Polycarp were facing those people who came to arrest him,
他吩咐叫人预备饮食，然后给这些逮捕他的人吃喝。
He made food and drinks for those people.
然后也给让那些人可以给他时间，他可以去祷告。
He also asked for time to pray.
他提名为他所关心的人祷告，为全世界的各地的教会祷告。
He prayed for people he knew. He prayed for churches worldwide.
后来他就被抓上车，就要被带走了。
Then he got arrested.
那当时他被带走的时候，要走向刑场。
When he walked to place where he will be killed.
从天上有声音对他说：“波吕甲，要坚强，要做大丈夫。”
He heard voices from the heaven. That said, Polycarp, be strong, be courage.
他们没有看见谁在讲话，但是很多人就听到了那个声音。
Nobody saw where the voice came, but many heard the voice.
当他要面对审判他的人的时候
，When Polycarp were facing those judges.
那审判的人就跟他说，如果你辱骂基督，我就释放你。
The judges said to him, if you curse Christ, we'll let you go.
那波吕甲就回答说，我这86年来我侍奉他，他从来没有亏负我。
Polycarp replied that Jesus Christ never betrayed me in the past 80 some years.
他说，那我怎么能够亵渎拯救我的王呢？
And therefore, I will not curse him at this time.
那审判的人对他说，如果你说你不是一个基督徒，你就可以得释放。
The judges also told him that as long as he denies his Christianity faith, he will be free.
但 Polycarp 坚定地说，我是一个基督徒。
But Polycarp denied as well.
那审判的人对他说，我有很多的野兽可以把你撕裂。
The judges threatened him that he would be killed by animals, beasts.
那波利甲就说我不害怕野兽。
Polycarp replied, I do not fear of beasts.
但是审判他的人说，如果你不怕野兽，我就要用火把你烧死。
The judges said, well, in that case, you will be put to death by fire.
但波利甲对他说，他说你用火来吓唬我哈，我只能烧一会儿。
Polycarp replied, the fire that could kill me, but it will only burn for a little while.
烧了一会儿，这个火就要熄灭了。
And it will be put out.
但是你不知道将来审判的时候要受永远刑罚的火吗？
But don't you know that the fire in the hell will burn forever.
所以他们就把波利甲就绑在那个火刑柱上。
After that, they put Polycarp in a post to be put to death in fire.
当时有人建议要把波利甲用钉子把它钉在那个柱子上面。
People suggest nail Polycarp on the pole.
但是呢，波利甲说，只把我放上面就好了，不用定住。
Polycarp said, "That's not necessary. I won't escape."
当他们把火点燃的时候
，When they set up the fire,
这个火焰就形成一个拱门，像风帆一样。
The fire formed a shape of an arch.
就如同墙壁围绕着波利甲，不靠近他的身体。
The arch of fire, does not approach to Polycarp.
所以他就不曾被烧啊，他就在场的人呢也没有闻到那个火燎的味道。
So Polycarp didn't get burned. People didn't smell anything burning.
所以那些人一看用火不能把波利甲烧死。
When people saw that the fire could not harm Polycarp.
掌刑的人呢就用刀来刺住他的身体，有大量的血流出来。
Executor then stabbed him with knives.
那血流出来之后就把火焰熄灭了。
The blood shed actually put out the fire.
所以波利甲的灵魂就到乐园了。
And Polycarp died.
他就为主殉道。
He died for his Lord.
但是他却为上帝做了美好的见证。
But he set a good example for the later people.
他坚定地持守他自己的信仰。
He stood fast his faith.
虽然他面对着极大的逼迫。
Even when he was facing a great persecution.
但是他没有放弃他的信仰。
But he did not give up his faith.
逼迫可能来自国家，像波利甲所面临的逼迫一样。
Persecution can come from a regime like what happened to Polycarp.
也可能是来自家庭或者是我们身边的人。
It could also come from families and our surrounding.
不管逼迫是来自何处，都是人所不愿意面对的。
It doesn't matter where the persecution comes from, it always is unpleasant.
谁愿意被逼迫呢？
We do not like persecution.
莫迪改为了对神尽忠而受哈曼的逼迫。
Mordecai accepted persecution from Haman because of his faith.
求神也给我们同样的忠心。
We ask God to give us the same kind of faith.
甘心面对一切主所允许的逼迫。
We'll be pleased to face all kinds of persecution which was allowed by God.
坚守神的话语，不做违背信仰的事情。
We will continue to steadfast our faith, and we do not do anything that is violating our faith.
这样来领受见证的赏赐。
And we'll be receiving awards in the heaven.
那我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们谢谢你接受我们成为神的儿女。
We thank you, your choosing us to be your children.
求你让我们学习面对不公的时候，我们坚定的心相信你在掌权。
Please help us to keep our faith even when we are facing unfair situations or persecution.
当我们面对逼迫的时候。
When such events happen to us.
我们永远持守自己的信仰。
We will stand fast our faith.
愿你加强我们的信心和力量。
Please add strength upon us.
让我们可以坚定地跟随你走前面的道路。
To help us following your way.
我们在你面前这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.